As they had with all previous prophets, the idolaters denied the true faith preached by our beloved prophet and made extraordinary allegations against him. Those of the tribe who turned to disbelief made a terrible false allegation against the prophet, saying he had written the noble Quran himself, and even that he had received assistance from other people to do it. Surely our prophet is beyond that. These slanders uttered by the deniers are reported in verses. Those who do not believe say, "This is nothing but a lie he has invented, and other people have helped him to do it." They have brought injustice and falsehood. They say, "It is myths of previous peoples which he has had transcribed, and which are read out to him in the morning and the evening." Our beloved prophet preached with the Quran so that his people would believe. Through God's blessing, he preached the moral values of the religion in the wisest manner, showed them the strongest evidence, and gave them the best examples. But despite this, because of their pride, oppressiveness, and stubbornness, the idolaters insisted on not believing, raised all kinds of difficulties, and refused to abandon the false religion of their forefathers. The idolaters were unable to come up with any legitimate or logical grounds in attempting to refute the prophet. So their low intelligence led them to try to prevent people following the prophet by using such psychological warfare techniques as mockery or humiliation. This attitude on the part of the idolaters is one that all the prophets and true believers throughout history have been confronted with. In the Quran, God reveals how the prophet faced similar situations in the past, and that he is the helper of sincere believers. Messengers before you were also denied, but they were steadfast in the face of the denial and injury they suffered until our help arrived. There is no changing the words of God, and news of other messengers has come to you. In another verse, God clearly and irrefutably reveals the fate awaiting those who deny his messengers and place difficulties and troubles in their way, unless they abandon that behavior and repent. "We sent a message among every people saying, 'Worship God and keep clear of all false deities.' Among them were some whom God guided, but others received the misguidance they deserved. Travel about the earth and see the final fate of the deniers." As revealed in this verse, injustice inflicted on messengers who genuinely, honestly, and sincerely love and fear God will not go unrecompensed, neither in this world nor in the hereafter. Eventually, our prophet and his companions overcame the deniers, who met the fate that God promises for such people.